There's nothing that so influences a person as the company that he keeps. And to be in the sviv of good chavayim is schus gadol v'nayira. To be in the sviv of undesirable chavayim is a mayredike danger for your ruchni yizdike life. I think I mentioned that. You know, the Rambam says that if somebody lives in a neighborhood where there are bad shechinim and they can have a bad influence on him, he's mechuyif to move to a better neighborhood. If there's no better neighborhood in his city, he should move to a different city. If there's no better neighborhood in his medina, he should move to another medina. No better neighborhood in any medina, he should go and become a hermit and live in the midbar. Me, it's naini ba midbar melein ayachim. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchas Yisai De'atayir. A person is mechuyif to see to it that he should be in a good sviva. I've seen it, you've seen it. What a sviva, what chaveirim, can have an influence on a person. When the Satmar HaRav came to visit Eretz Yisrael, he visited the Chazai Nish. And he asked him, the Rambam says that you must go to another neighborhood. Today there's no place to go. What should we do? There's bad influence all over. So the Chazai Nish said, he should run away to the yeshiva. And the yeshiva is good. That's what the Chazayin Ish said at that time. I am not certain that the Chazayin Ish would have answered this today. You are an yeshiva. Perhaps you know better than me that in this yeshiva, like in any yeshiva, there are influences for good or for still better. I don't want to say the other word, the opposite. You have to be careful. You have to fight with tooth and nail not to be attracted to bad chavayim. I think I told you the mice with the Kalina Chesed. I don't remember. So I'll say it over in case I did. That this Chesed, he was a chassidus shayid. His minhag was to go to the Rebbe several times a year. And he once found himself, he was in the woods, and he was near a brook, near a river, and he saved a woman from drowning. And he was in the Meiradik and the Sayang. The Yetzer Hara gets hold of somebody, Hashem Mishmarenu. It's a fire dikei yitzhara, and he had a big nesayin. So he thought, I can't do any aveira. Can't do any aveira, because if I'll do an aveira, I'll burn in Gehenna. So, but the yitzhara was so strong, like the yitzhara is strong. So he said, so you're gonna go to Gehenna, but have your fun now. So he, with all his kaiches, he said, but how can I do an aveira? How would I be able to face my friends in the Kalina Shtiba with whom I daven every Shabbos? So then the Yetzirah tells him, so you won't daven the Kalina Shtiba, become a misnagat and daven the big shul. So he thinks to himself, yeah, but I have to go to the Rebbe for Rosh Hashanah. And everybody knows that the Rebbe has Ruach HaKodesh, and he'll look at my face and see my Aveira. So he says, I won't go to the Rebbe. So he says, yeah, but my Chaveirim will come to my house and schlep me to the Rebbe if I don't go. And that saved him from the Aveira. When he came to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe told him, Shalom Aleichem, So without saying another word, the Rebbe tells him what the Gehenim can't do, what a Rebbe can't do, Chaverim can do for a person. Chaverim are the most, the strongest, they're the most potent influence that there is. You have to get good Chaverim. And the Gemara has a shayla Masechet Chulin about a certain bird. It's called a zarzir. And the shayla was, if that bird is a kasher ha'if or it's a tamadik ha'if. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's tamay, because the zarzir always keeps company with the oirev, with the raven. So he's, the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lai bechina malach hazarzal eitzal ha'oirev, elam b'pnei shehu minay. Not in vain does the zarzal keep company with the oirev. The bird of a feather, they're the same min. Except it's a variation of the species, but it's the same min. If somebody keeps company with the oirev, he belongs to the oirev, he's in the family of oirev. Today, we are faced with difficulties which no generation ever had before. Yidden, since they went out of Mitzrayim, Yidden kept together. They were separated from the Gaisha influences, and then when they went to Galus, the Gaim hated them, and they separated from them, and they forced the Yidden to live in secluded areas and ghettos. And Yidden didn't rub shoulders with the Gaim. I told you last time that now it's Vayishakehu. Now the Satan does something which he never did before. Vayishakehu within the Kudais. We do rub shoulders with the Gaim. In our own home, the tumma infiltrates in any form that it does, in the form of the literature, the radio, the television, the internet, big nisyanus, megadik nisyanus, which the previous generations never dreamt of, and the cherry on top of the ice cream, this new era of permissiveness that we have in this Medina and in all the Medinas. What Goyim weren't allowed to do once is being encouraged today. The shmutz, these nus, the way of dressing. The summer is coming. Hashem Yishmereinu. How can a Yiddish boy go on the street? It's nisyanus that Yosef HaTzadik had, maybe even worse. And on the other hand, we have to know, the Rabbanu Shalom put it into this daya. There is a placing Bureau Bashamayim, and every nefesh is put into the generation, the Saviva, the environment that he has his Nisayin there. That's why he was Bashafin. Whoever finds himself in this daya, in the streets of Borough Park or Flatbush or wherever, or in the trains, wherever, is Menashemayim was placed into this daya. There can be a lot of reasons. There's no computer on earth or Bashamayim that can compute and know the drachma of the Rabbanu Shalom. We probably all come from different Gilgulim. It is not our first visit here on this planet. The people of today had certain aveiros in previous generations, and their nisayon is to be exposed to these sakanas and still remain yidden. So it's for our tikkun and nefesh that dafka we should be in this generation. That's why we were sent down. This is our shlichus, to be strong and have emuna and have shmiras einayim, shmiras hamachshava, shmiras ha'averim. That's why we were sent to this generation, to go through these nesiyanis. It wasn't stam mikre that Yosef went to Mitzrayim and had the nesiyanis with Eishes Betibah for an entire year every day. There was a purpose in it. He had to be mezachich himself from bringing Gedusha into Mitzrayim, and so that the Dairis of Mitzrayim should be able to survive in Mitzrayim after the Kedusha which he already implanted in Mitzrayim. We were sent down here for the Nesiyanis and to fight the Nesiyanis, and it's our tafkid to survive these Nesiyanis and not to fall as a casualty to these Nesiyanis. That wasn't the Rabbeinu Shalom's purpose of putting us into this Daya, that we should be a casualty. His nesayon was that we should be giboyrei chayim and have a netzachin and be giboyrei melchama. And that's what every Yiddish bacha, every Yiddish person, every old person, every young person, that's our purpose in this generation. So as I told you, the last generation is called Ikvus de Mashiach, the Eikev, the last generation that we have to bring Mashiach. And the Gemara tells us simanim avik v'sada Mashiach. And I do want to go very quickly over this Gemara. It's a braise in Masechet Saita, and it's also repeated in Masechet Sanhedrin in Perek Chelek. Now, I'll give you a little small little insight into the Neflois HaTorah. There's a minig by many Yidin that in Sfira time they learn Masech Tesaita, because the carbon oimer which sets us off on Sfira, and the Sfira Sa'oimer Meyayim Aviyachem Esayimer Atnufa, the carbon oimer was a carbon Saita, Chazal tell us. That's why it was made out of, it consisted of sa'irim, of barley, which is ma'ichul behemah, the Gemara says. A saita brings a carbon mincha which is different than any other carbon mincha. Every carbon mincha is of soilus, of wheat flour. The carbon saita is of ma'ichul behemah, sa'irim. So the Gemara says, she did ma'ichul behemah, let her carbon be ma'ichul behemah. Once more we find the carbon sa'irim in the Torah, and that's on the second day of Pesach, the carbon ha'imel. So the Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu tested the Yidin with the after the Yeager with the mayim ha'me'arerim, that he ground the Yeager into the water and he gave them to drink, and he tested them like a saita. And those who worshipped the Avodah Zarah, they died. So, going out of Mitzrayim, the Rabbeinu Shlomo wants to prove that Yidden are pure. So right the next day after Yitzias Mitzrayim, they bring the Karban Ha'aymah. And they start counting 49 days. And then, the 50th day is Yovel, corresponding with the 50th year, and we get the Torah. Coming back to the Sheirish, Yovel, Matan Torah, when heaven meets earth, Vayered Hashem Ahar Sinai, when the Shemaim came down to earth, and that's how it's going to be when Mashiach will come. So the 50th day is Yovel. The 49th day is the lowest day. We start with Chesed Shebechesed, down to Malchus Shebemalchus, which is the lowest Madreiga. And we're misaking the lowest madrigas. So we have 49 days to do it. Yidin learn Masech Tesaita in these 49 days. And in these 49 days, every day they are misaking midas of Chesed, Gvura, Teferes. Maybe we'll talk about it more elaborately. And until they come to the 49th day, and then Tispelu Chamishim Yaim, they're ready for the 50th day, they're purified, they can go into the heaven. or the heaven can come down to them with the Torah. So they learn Masechta Seita, which starts with Karban Seirim, like the Seita, for 49 days. And Masechta Seita has 49 blat. So it stands to reason that on the 49th blat, we should find something about Ikvas of the Mashiach. Because it's the lowest Madrege. When Yidden come down the 49 Madreges, the Sphirais, and they want to be Mevatel, and they want to be Mesakim, but they were Pagim in the Sphirais. So the 49th Madrege means the last leg in the journey towards Geula, in which we find ourselves now. So it stands to reason that in Daf Memtes of Masechta Seita, we should have a message about the lowest madrega that a Yid is, and that Klal Yisrael is in the lowest madrega of Ikvus of the Mashiach, before the Yaivu, before the Shaifa Shal Yaivu, the Shaifa Shal Mashiach. So it's on Daf Memtes, and more than that, Daf Memtes Amud Beis. We have the Braise of Ikvus of the Mashiach. And as we go through this price of Ikvus of the Mashiach, we're going to try and make comparisons and see, to our surprise and perhaps to our dismay, that this is, we have the simanim of Ikvus of the Mashiach today. So the Braise says, "Beikvus Mashiach chutzpe yazgi." In Ikvus Mashiach, chutzpe will be at its peak. And, well, you boys, you Bachim were born into this permissive generation. Chutzpah today is at its peak by the Goyim and Lehavdu by the Yidin. I remember the Derecheretz that we used to have for our rabbis. I don't see it today. I remember the Derecheretz that the Goyim used to have for the teachers. When the teacher walked into the room, the whole class stood up. Today they point a gun at him. And the idea, yesterday there was a parade on May Day. So they had some communists and some anarchists parading to break down America, break down the democracy. Communism should flourish. And they paraded, and the police protected them. Freedom of speech. 50 years ago, this wouldn't have happened. They would have been imprisoned for treason, for trying to overturn the government. Today, everything is allowed. All the aveiros, or killing people in the Meyer Imam, abortion and all that. Who would have thought about it 50 years ago? Today, Yaitseya Amal Aleichaik. They take injustice and make a law out of it. That's the law. Democracy. The chutzpah. The Bikvus Mashiach chutzpah yazgi. The chutzpah would be big. The rebellion that we know by the Nesainu Rabin, they had two issues of the J.O. devoted to this. The chutzpah of today's children towards, and the rebellion of today's children towards their parents and towards their rabbis. This never existed before. Chutzpah yazgi, the chutzpah is big. The yaker yamir. Yaker means everything is dear, everything is expensive. Now, there is a klal in finance that the law of supply and demand. If something is in demand and there isn't any supply of it, it becomes very expensive. But it isn't today. Today, the everything becomes expensive, inflation goes up and up and up, and there's a big supply. Yaika Yamil, the expense will spiral up. Hagatan Titan Piria. The wine will give its fruit. The vine will give its fruit. Vayayin b'yayikan, but wine will be expensive. Umalchus tehapech leminus. The malchus will will turn into minus, into apikorsis. Every government, since history knows it, was a religious government. In fact, it was so religious that they forced their subjects to accept their religion. And that's why Yidden had so many nisyanus in the Golus. Gayim very often forced them to shmad, and if not, they were killed out or expelled, like in Spain, like in Portugal, like in England, like in France, in Germany, or every European country where Yidden were until America was discovered, had a certain period when they evicted all the Yidden who didn't want to shmad themselves. Today it isn't that way. Today it's atheism. You don't have to believe. In fact, the separation of church and state, that the state is not allowed to encourage in any way belief. You're not allowed to say a prayer in the public school because it belongs to the state. No religion in the public school. Meanness, atheism. I think I told you this mindset, that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was once riding on a wagon, and towards him came the galach, donning his cross like every galach does, and the minig is that when the galach comes, the guy, so the balagala of the Baal Shem Tov didn't cross himself, so the Baal Shem Tov jumped off the wagon. A guy who doesn't cross himself when the galach comes, I don't want to ride with him. At least they have some emunah. They believe in the wrong thing, but at least they believe. But atheism, that means meanness, that's today. V'yein techachas. And there's no musa. Beis vad yiyel iznus. The beis vad, the house of learning, it means the house of higher education, will become a house of znus. We see it today. I remember in my young years, I mentioned this to you. Every school, you still see it in the old school buildings. They're usually a school occupied a half of a block. So there was two entrances, and in the cement they had etched out on one side it says boys, on one side it says girls. Boys and girls are coming from one door. The colleges, where already the people are grown up, there was colleges for boys and colleges for girls. Nobody ever thought that a college would be for boys and for girls, or different departments. Today, that all became battle. There's no such thing as a college for girls today, or a college exclusively for boys today. No such thing. The government won't give it any money or grants for the colleges, and the government supports the colleges. And all these nus and all the schmutz all comes from the college today. They proliferate as nus and immorality all over the world. It starts from the colleges. Beis Vad, the house of higher learning, yiel is nus. Rashi says nothing on this. Taisvus in Masechta Megillah and Daf Zayin says Beis Vad means a house of higher learning, an institution of higher learning. V'yagalu yecharav, the galil will become chariv. This we see today, you know, from Lebanon and from Syria, they keep on shooting into the galil, and they want to abandon that now. Vagavlan Yashem. I don't know what that means. Rashi says nothing on that. V'yanshi agvu yaseivavu me'ir le'ir. And the people of Eretz Yisrael will travel around from city to city, v'layachinenu, and they won't be favored. And we see it today. People come from Eretz Yisrael, from Yerushalayim, they're poor, they're sick, they have expenses, they have to marry off a child. That's a gzeira to marry off a child in Eretz Yisrael today. It's impossible, because you have to buy a dira. In America, you don't have to. In Eretz Yisrael, you can't marry off a child unless you buy a dira, which is way over $100,000, whatever it is, and or $200,000, and they have to marry off their children. It's a gzeira, it's a gzeira. And they come to America, going from shul to shul, asking for money, so people give them a quarter or 13 cents, whatever they give them. It was the Brisker Rav that said that, it was a Gera Rebbe that said that there was a gzeira on Klal Yisrael that they have to chas v'shalom be wiped out. America was saved because of the tzedakah that it gave. Yidden in America gave a lot, and they still give a lot of tzedakah. Europe was devastated, and Eretz Yisrael, where the gzeira also was chal, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam changed it to the gzeira of being unable to marry off children. That's their yisurim. People that aren't mechaining them, people don't favor them. V'chachma seifrim tisrach, and the chachma of the seifrim of the Talmidei Chachamim becomes despised. Nobody cares for a Talmud Chacham. V'yirechet yemasel. If somebody is Yerushalmayim, he's a subject of ridicule. V'yemes teinaderas, there's no emes. I have to rush now. The young people, they insult the Zakenim. Zakenim yamdu mipnei ktanim. Zakenim stand up before the ktanim. We see it today. Baruch Hashem, it's already about 30 years since the last time I was in a subway car, when I was mugged. Since then I don't step into a subway car. I remember that I was wondering, when I was still riding the subways, why is it that things changed? When I was a young boy, whenever an elderly man or woman came into a crowded trolley car or a subway or a train, the young people stood up and gave them the seat. Today you don't find that. Today somebody has to be a Michiganer to give an older person a seat. That all goes into chutzpah yazgi. Ben menave o'av. The son despises his father. We have never so much of this today. It's a plague. It's an epidemic. Baska mabiyima. A daughter gets up and rebels against her mother. Kala b'chamaisa. A daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. This is common today. Aibu yeshan shei beisai. The enemies of a person are his own family. Pnei adaki pnei akelev. I have to rush. It's too juicy to go further. The pnei, because we see it today. Pnei adaki pnei akelev. And the Rabbi Elchanan of Asman says pshat in his sefer that, once there was a leadership. Today there's no leadership. No leaders by Yidden that deserve that title. When a person, you see those Odi Achnes in the street walking their dogs, so the dog is always running in front of them, and when the dog comes to the corner, the dog turns around and looks which way the dog's master is walking, and the dog will also go that way. In other words, the dog is always in front, but it always looks back to see which way the master in the back is walking. This is today. The most of the Rabbanim and the leaders of Klal Yisrael don't lead. They look back at their congregation to see which way it's the congregation which sets the pace. And the rabbis have to do what the congregation says, what the leader's auxiliary says. Pnei adaki pnei akelev. And in such a condition, in such a situation, it fixes the Mashiach. So it's impossible to be a Yid. And should we lean? Alavinu shebishmayim. And Rabbanu shalom. If somebody wants to be an Alech Yid, even in the last moments of Vikvas of the Mashiach, when immorality and wretchedness and destruction of the whole structure of civilization will be ruined, even those last moments, we still have the same old Rabbanu Shalom. And Rabbanu Shalom, we can rely. If somebody wants to be an Alech Yid, he can be an Alech Yid even in these conditions. Thank you.